This video introduces you to the tools and techniques you will need to find and fix errors in Windows device drivers. You will see how to find bugs in device drivers by using tests and driver verifier, set up a debugger, use symbols, and use some basic debugger commands and techniques. You can use some tools and tests provided by Microsoft to help identify bugs in device drivers. You should take advantage of the device fundamentals tests that are included in the WDK and the HLK. These tests exercise basic functionality, including plug and play, surprise remove, power management, and I/O stress. However, testing alone may not be sufficient to uncover issues in your driver. In general, testing only finds bugs in the code paths that you exercise. You should enable driver verifier to help uncover issues in your driver. DV checks for illegal function calls and actions that can lead to system corruption. It uncovers issues at the very first offense, and it makes it easier to debug the root cause of an issue. Driver verifier is built into all Windows operating systems. When you enable driver verifier, Windows halts the system when it detects a condition that would corrupt the system, generates a bug check to stop the computer, and creates a crash dump file containing the debug information. This information can help you uncover the root cause of an issue. Driver verifier wraps your driver with rules to monitor for conditions that may corrupt the system. When you enable DV rules on a driver, it is more likely that you will catch bugs than by testing alone. You can enable and configure driver verifier automatically when using the WDK or the HLK, by using the driver project properties in Visual Studio, and by using verifier.exe or from the Windows command line. For more information on using driver verifier, see MSDN Online. The WDK provides a set of debugging tools based on a common debug engine. For debugging device drivers, you can use Visual Studio, WinDBG, or the KD command line. Debugging a kernel mode driver requires the use of two systems. The host computer runs the debugger software, while the target computer runs the driver to debug. You can configure the debugger to use a variety of transports. Microsoft recommends using Ethernet debugging if at all possible. To configure a desktop system for debugging, use the BCD Edit utility. Use the tool first to enable debugging on the target computer, and then connect to the target system from the host computer. When debugging drivers, you need to have public symbols for the version of the operating system you are using, as well as any private symbols for the driver code you wish to debug. Symbols map the compiled code to the source code and enable the debugger to resolve function names, variables, data structures, and type information, as well as mapping memory addresses to names. Here are a few important symbols-related debugger commands. Use the .symfix command to automatically load public symbols for the OS from the Microsoft Symbol Server. If you have custom or private symbols, you can add those symbols to the symbols path by using .sympath or .sympath+. Finally, you can refresh the symbols by using the .reload/f command. When debugging drivers, you can perform both live debugging, stepping through the code while the driver is running, or alternatively, examine a crash dump file. In this demonstration, we will examine a crash dump file to help identify the root cause of a driver-related issue. First, open WinDBG. On the File menu, click Open Crash Dump and then select a file. Use the .symfix command to set public symbols for the Microsoft Symbol Server. Alternatively, you can use the .sympath command to set the symbols path to a local symbols cache. If you have private symbols for the driver you are debugging, you can use the .sympath+ command to add them to the symbols cache. Remember to refresh the symbols by using the .reload/F command. If you have the driver source, set the source path to enable the debugger to correlate the driver code with the debug information. You can use the bang analyze command to display information about the current exception or bug check. In this case, there seems to be an IRQL violation or an attempt to access invalid memory. Since the values in the registers are zero or near zero, this is likely a pointer issue. Click the trap frame to set the context and provide further details. When you use the .trap command, the register content is set and the code window will automatically display the associated lines of code. In this example, we can see that the code is using an invalid address. At this point, we could refer the problem back to the developer for resolution. In conclusion, both Visual Studio and WinDBG enable you to perform live debugging as well as crash dump analysis. In addition, make sure to enable Driver Verifier when testing your driver to help uncover code defects.